Former Democratic Michigan Congressman John Conyers has died. The one-time dean of the House of Representatives was 90 years old. Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett has this remembrance.
John Conyers first ran for Congress in 1964, at a time when the civil rights movement was really coalescing in the South around the work of Martin Luther King.
And so I had been going down there, and I was at the home of Martin. I got to meet his family and the children. I met Rosa Parks. So all of this was shaping my outlook, and I began to realize that this was a phenomenal era that we were living in, and I was anxious to connect up with it.
Conyers won the 64 election on a platform of jobs, justice, and peace. And when he got to Washington, he had a bold request for House Speaker John McCormack,
who I asked to be placed on the Committee on the Judiciary and be the first African-American in our history to serve on that committee.
I think in the ideal, you remember the John Conyers from the 50s and 60s.
That's Stephen Henderson. He's the host of Detroit Today on WDET and American Black Journal on Detroit Public TV. Henderson says Conyers was a dynamo in those early days.
Somebody who really pushed the envelope in terms of insisting that equality mattered and that it needed to matter in the law and it needed to matter in practice.
Henderson says growing up, he remembers Conyers as a constant figure on the city's political scene. Energetic, sometimes combative, always thoughtful.
Unfortunately, I think lots of people will just remember the more recent times where he has slowed significantly from where he was. And because of his association with his wife and some other things, there's this sort of whiff of scandal.
Conyers' wife was Monica Conyers, a former Detroit City Councilwoman who served time in prison for bribery. John Conyers was never linked to that scandal. But in 2017, at the height of the Me Too movement, John Conyers was pressured to resign over sexual harassment claims. It's tough to wrap up 25 terms in Congress in a radio story that only runs a few minutes. But an incomplete list of Conyers' accomplishments include getting the Martin Luther King holiday on the calendar, criminal sentencing reform, overseeing impeachment proceedings of two presidents, and a couple items of unfinished business: single-payer health care, and reparations for slavery.
John Conyers' legacy is that he unequivocally is the person who can truly be recognized as being the spur, the spark of what we call the reparations movement.
Nkechi Taifa is a founder of the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America. H.R. 40, introduced by Conyers in a Capitol building built by enslaved people, called for a congressional study of slavery and its lingering effects. Conyers sponsored it each and every legislative session from 1989 to 2017. The 40 in H.R. 40 is a callback to the unfulfilled promise this country made to freed slaves, that after the Civil War, they would get 40 acres and a mule. The bill never got anywhere while Conyers was in Congress. But Taifa says it sparked a conversation that is gaining momentum.
He has taken it upon himself to make sure that this issue did not go away.
And it hasn't. The first session after his departure from Congress in 2019, H.R. 40 was introduced for the 21st time with a new sponsor. Conyers knew how to play the long game, and he helped shape some of the most lasting and important conversations about what America is and can be. I'm Sarah Hewlett, Michigan Radio News.